This is the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Let's join our hosts, Scott Patton and Martin Batella, now. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Batella. And today's episode is a very exciting one for me. It's just some great information Martin and I have discussed before we came on the air, and some things that he was sharing with me, and I'm very excited for what we're about to present to you, and I hope you are as well. So, hey Martin, how are you doing today?
It's a wonderful day, middle of the summer here, just watching the blue sky, hot weather, stuck indoors recording a podcast.
Yeah, we are insane, aren't we?
Pretty much. But what the heck, we have a message to share with people, and I do think that today's message is important, and that is one of, folks, we need to grow food ourselves, and we need to essentially commit the act of liberation, because when you grow your own food, you are becoming independent.
Yeah, and that's, this one's all about freedom, and it all started with a YouTube video that Martin shared with me. And, you know, Martin, it is absolutely amazing that we have come to a place where the radical, the most radical thing that we can do to protest the things that are going on, to, you know, thumb our noses at the establishment, those of us that remember the hippie days of the 60s and early 70s, is to grow your own food? How can that be, right?
Well, it's funny, but...
it's actually hilarious.
Well, look at it differently. We really have an enormous power collectively, and the way we exercise it as a consumer, individually, by how we spend our dollars. Yes. I mean, there's an enormous power in your wallet, and how you vote with those dollars makes a huge difference.
It certainly does.
So if you're doing whatever your television's advertising, if you're shopping for that, then, well, you're just simply following that which is controlling you. This family in Pasadena that we watched on this YouTube video has done something very different. They decided to convert their urban lot, a fifth of an acre, into a working farm.
That is absolutely amazing.
I'm sure it didn't take overnight. They show that they started with, you know, just
an ordinary
piece of
home.
Oh yeah, it's an ordinary home on an ordinary city lot, a fifth of an acre.
Yeah.
And yet today they managed to get over 6,000 pounds of produce off of it every year.
Yeah, they were saying that they have 10% of an acre. So I have no idea how big a space that is, except that I don't think it's very big.
A fifth of an acre.
A fifth of an acre. One-fifth of an acre, 6,000 pounds of fruits and vegetables.
Yeah. And since they're in Pasadena, you know, they can grow close to year-round. And they have everything there. They have fruit trees, and they have vegetables, they have chickens, they have goats. Not only do they supply themselves, they sell their excess in the height of the season to restaurants so that... they actually have some cash coming off of it.
And what they were saying, of course, as you would assume, they live a vegetarian diet, and they were saying that 80% of their vegetarian diet is supplied by their own farm in the summer, and it's 50% in the winter. So basically, you know, take an average of that of like 65%. Take your annual food bill, you know, whether it's $500 or $600 a week, and divide that by 65, times it by 65%. I mean, and that's the savings that you would be making. I mean, that's just a phenomenal amount.
It actually is bigger than that, because you buy your food with after-tax dollars. So, you know, multiply that by your tax bracket.
Yeah. And think of how much time you save, because you're no longer spending hours in the grocery store, driving in traffic to this grocery store, your car burning gas on the way to and from the grocery store. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And the funny thing, too, watching the video, for me, was did their place not look absolutely stunning and gorgeous?
Yeah, it was a paradise.
It really was. I mean, there was the Garden of Eden in the middle of Pasadena between two major freeways.
Exactly. But, you know, the thing that impacted me a lot was this TV reporter sitting at the table and just gushing over this salad.
And how good it was.
Yeah, how good it was. And this salad was picked about 15 minutes earlier, and it traveled all of about 20 feet to the table in the gazebo in the garden.
Yeah. It actually really reminded me of many years ago. I lived up in Prince Rupert, which is a very small 13,000 person city just south of the Alaska Panhandle in British Columbia. And when I was there, one of the people that I knew liked to fish. So he took us out fishing one day, and we caught a salmon, a halibut, a snapper, a cod, and some crab. I think there was one other fish in there, but I can't remember what it was. And I barbecued up the salmon, the cod, the halibut, and whatever the other one was. Now I forgot what the fourth one was. And he cooked up the crab. And then we were, and as you know, as we were eating it, I was saying, you know, this is quite amazing because, you know, this food is all we're consuming it within 4 hours of having caught it, and it was absolutely delicious. It was just an amazing, amazing meal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes we forget. And I came down to Vancouver to visit a friend of mine. I brought some of the salmon down, and we didn't quite have enough for his family and myself. So he went to the local grocery store to pick up some salmon there. And, you know, we looked at the salmon steak I bought, you know, and it was like twice the size of your hand when you laid it flat. And then we looked at the one that he got from the store, and it was about the size of your thumb to your wrist, you know.
Like, yeah.
He said, "Ooh, this is like puny, right?" And it's just amazing what we get in the grocery store compared to what we can get ourselves when we go out into nature.
Right. So now we know the ideal, right?
Yes.
Absolutely, I'll tell anybody. If you can grow your own food, or if you can catch or hunt or raise your own food, absolutely. You know, it's the best you can.
That's right.
And the second best choice will be, well, talk to your local farmer. You know, get it off of your farmer's market. You know, make sure that the food hasn't traveled too long and hasn't been in the freezer or a fridge too long, because fresh is great.
Yeah.
Then the next choice will be organic preserved, right? So that's, if we're getting down the hill, well, the next best choice after that will be frozen. You know, because, I mean, you can't grow, especially in the colder climates, you can't grow vegetables all year round. So you're going to have to somehow either have it brought in from the warm places or have it preserved.
That's right.
And then your next best choice is the superfoods we make. Because we have these special produce, freshly preserved and dried. And dried actually is a very amazing way of preserving things, because it preserves all of the enzymes, all of the nutrients, and yet it stays stable for a fairly long time.
Yeah.
And that's why the you know, the Exula superfoods are so powerful, because they actually do pack a lot of the nutrients without spoilage.
And when the body gets the nutrients it wants, people find that their cravings drop, their energy levels go up, their skin is nicer, all sorts of good things happen.
Oh, absolutely.
Sleep better at night.
Yeah, eating healthy food is important, and it's easy. No, and not just easy, it's desirable.
That's right.
Yeah. I know a lot of people who live the, you know, the fast food lives. They don't realize it, just how sick they're getting. And they're getting tired and depressed and worn out, and their complexion is pasty. And you know, you can see the unhealthy person compared to the healthy person.
Mm-hmm.
actually, just 2 days ago, I bicycled to the health food store, to buy myself some stuff. Anyway, I'm in the lineup, and in front of me is this fellow who is just beautiful cheeks, you know, red, ruddy face, and he's just, you can just see the health on him. And he's putting in his backpack these piles of green stuff, you know, he's holding a bouquet of green parsley, and he's got kale and who knows what else that he's putting away. And the cashier looks at me and says, I'm not that healthy. And as if you know, she was proud of, I'm not that crazy.
Right, right.
But I look at her and I say, well, but look at him. Look at his beauty. Look how radiant he's looking. He's a lot healthier looking than yourself.
Mm-hmm. As a cause and effect, and we don't always realize it.
Yeah.
Getting back to this family in Pasadena, we're going to be putting the video on our podcast page. So if you want to see exactly what it is straight from the sort of horse's mouth, where the chicken's mouth or the goat's mouth, they're all there. You head over to lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com. And I thought one of the things that they said that was very interesting was they started putting solar panels up on the house. And when you think about it, in places like California and Texas and even Florida, where they get so much sun, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, you know, it just sort of seems to make sense to do something like that. And he said, you know, there was, we didn't know how to do it. We did, you know, we thought, oh, you know, we're ignorant about this. It's hard work, blah, blah. And he said, you know, when you do something like put solar panels up, it helps get rid of negativity. He said, you know, he didn't believe he could do it in the beginning, but he said, you know what? I'm just going to go out there on a limb. I'm going to try it. I'm going to put it up. I'm going to follow the directions. And he says, you know, now, of course, they're not paying a lot for the power that they use in their home because, you know, not only have they cut down on things that use a lot of power, but they're also getting power from the sun. And I just thought that was amazing. And they showed a shot of them grinding their wheat for their bread. And it's not an electric grinder. There's a person on a bike. You know, of course, we look at, you know, biking as a good exercise, and people do that. Well, you know, wouldn't it be cool to bike for 20 minutes, and when you're done, you've got fresh ground wheat that you can bake and turn into an amazing loaf of bread compared to the white, you know, stuff that just isn't really bread, if you know what bread really is, right? And they just ask the question, you know, what can I do? And that's a question I think all of our listeners should be asking themselves, like, what can I do? What's one little thing I could do? Whether it's, you know, plant some tomatoes and carrots in the garden and start growing that. And as we do it and become more comfortable with it, we do more and more and more of it, right? And I'm looking at a corner of my backyard, and I'm thinking, you know what? I'm going to turn this into a garden. And
yeah, in your climate, you could easily turn it into beans, and green beans are wonderful, and you could turn it into, who knows what else. Yeah. You may have some ideas.
Well, I want carrots, and I love tomatoes. Like my dad, where he lives, is basically on a rock, and he spent the last 15 years turning a part of that rock into a garden. He's really composted and reworked it, and he's got a nice base of soil. And the tomatoes that he grows are amazing. I mean, absolutely amazing. Just make the tomatoes that I get out of the store taste like cardboard to me.
Yes.
And once I think, see, that's the other thing. Like, we've been so conditioned, and I think you've talked about this many times, Martin, to just accept what we get out of the grocery stores. We don't really realize what food is supposed to taste like anymore. And
well, again, you know, if we were voting with our dollars correctly, we would get the stuff we want.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, we get, you know, the cheap as opposed to the right.
That's right.
Anyway, what I wanted to mention is I had a chat with a fellow who was buying the precious pearls from us, and he was sharing with me that his steakhouse tomatoes, before the pearl water, they were pound a bit. Now they are 1.5 to 2 pounds in size.
Wow.
So you know, there's a pitch for the watering with the pearl water.
Yeah. It makes a difference what we put on the soil, for sure.
Uh-huh. And growing your own vegetables. Yes, that's what I want to do.
That's right.
So which one of you wants to sign up as a farmer, huh?
Well, I thought what I thought was interesting was is that they took what they had and they turned it into a very, very efficient micro farm. Like they took their home and they turned it into a homestead. They created a super productive micro farm, which in the center of Pasadena, that's also like a wildlife sanctuary, and it's an alternative energy outpost and a waste recovery site. So, and they've been put together this simple lifestyle, and they've got good food. You know, I'm sure that they have the, you know, a lot of the same everyday worries that everybody else does, but you know, they know exactly what they're doing, and they're learning and they're growing. And I don't know what could be any better than that.
Mm-hmm. I was actually on the phone with a friend of mine not long ago. He was installing. He was going off the grid. He was, you know, he bought a piece of land that's just away from the city, off the grid. There's no sewer, no electricity, no nothing. And so he was installing the solar panels and a small wind turbine. And he was explaining to me that he's actually wiring dual wiring through the house. He's using the wiring that's used in automobiles because all of his lighting is going to be with the on the 12 volt lines, and he's using the diodes and the headlights from automobiles for his lighting system, and he's buying all the stuff that's set up for RVs, you know, for motorhomes.
Yeah.
All those appliances. So he's able to store power in discarded automotive batteries, just banked together, and he's ready to do it.
Wow. That's amazing.
So, yeah, solar panel, bit of wind, and you can do it. You can have refrigeration running off of 12-volt system, too.
So, and it's just a matter of taking the time to learn.
And actually, the information is readily available on the Internet now. You know, that's like 10 years ago, you couldn't do it. These days, there's a forum for everything.
That's right.
I'm reading emails from a forum that's called Staying Alive, which is like a survivalist camp.
Yeah.
And they're writing about solar ovens, and they're writing about well system and water systems, and, you know, how to filter water and how to... you know, grow food and how to set up tomatoes so that they yield 10 times as much as what you'd expect and things like that. So,
wow.
It's,
yeah, people
you know,
are
that,
talking about it.
Yeah, there's information out there for anyone who wants to do it.
Wonderful. Great. Well, I think that kind of, we sort of said what we wanted to say in this particular episode. Is there anything you'd like to add, Martin, before we sign off for this week?
No. I would like to say that we all need to become political. We all need to vote. And the best voting you do is with your wallet.
Yeah.
Spend your money, because whatever you support, that's what will grow. So if you want more of illness, then you buy pharmaceuticals. If you want more bad health, then you buy fast food. Got it?
Dead food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
got it.
Anyway, folks, this is Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Thank you very much. You can reach us at www.life-enthusiast.com or 1-866-543-3388 on the phone, or at lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com for these recordings. Thank you very much for listening.
Bye-bye.